ಸಮಸ್ತಜನಕಲ್ಯಾಣೇ ನಿರತಂ ಕರುಣಾಮಯಂ ನಮಾಮಿ ಚಿನ್ಮಯಂ ದೇವಂ ಸದ್ಗುರುಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮವಿತ್ವರಂ ಸದಾಶಿವಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರುಪರಂಪರಾಂ. ನಮಃಶ್ರೀಶಂಕರಾನಂದ ಗುರುಪಾದಾಂಬುಜನ್ಮನೆ ಸವಿಲಾಸ ಮಹಾಮೋಹ ಗ್ರಾಹಕ್ರಾಸೈಕಕರ್ಮಣೆ ತತ್ಪಾದಾಂಬುರುಹದ್ವಂದ್ವ ಸೇವಾನಿರ್ಮಲಚೇತಸಾಂ ಸುಖಬೋಧಾಯ ತತ್ವಸ್ಯ ವಿವೇಕೋಯಂ ವಿಧೀಯತೆ. The topic that we were discussing was Tattvamasi Mahavakya. Through Jaha Jaha Lakshanadaya, we arrive at the meaning of Tattvamasi. Tat represent the Ishvara, Brahman plus Maya. Then Tvam represent the Jiva, Brahman plus limited Upadhi, that is one body, one mind, intellect. So the Upadhi is removed. That means the conditioning adjunct is removed. What remains is Brahman, that is consciousness. So this is proved through Jaha Jaha Lakshanaya. Now the question is, a Purvapaksha is raised on that. Savikalpasya Lakshyatve Lakshasya Syada Vastuta ನಿರ್ವಿಕಲ್ಪಸ್ಯ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಯತ್ವಂ ನ ದೃಷ್ಟಂ ನ ಚ ಸಂಭವಿ. ನೌ ದಿ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನೆಗೇಟೆಡ್, ದ ನೆಗೇಷನ್ ಇಸ್ ಪಾಸಿಬಲ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ವೆನ್ ದೇರ್ ಈಸ್ ಎನ್ ಅಟ್ರಿಬ್ಯೂಟ್. So Brahman is infinite, attributeless, beyond all causation. That Brahman being attributeless, there is nothing to negate. So what is negated is that Brahman with attribute. Now the problem here is, if Brahman has got attribute, then it cannot be Brahman. So how are you going to indicate the meaning of Tat for Brahman? So this is the Purvapakshakara. Is the truth Brahman with attributes or without attributes? If one says that it is with attributes, Savikalpa, then alone can it be indicated. See, without attribute, it cannot be indicated. So Brahman plus Maya, the Maya is the attribute. So then only he becomes Ishvara. So Ishvaratvam, the status he gets only when associated with Maya. So what is negated is Maya. So Brahman plus Maya, if you say, then what happened? Brahman has got attributes. So that which is, which has attribute, it become what? Conditioned. If conditioned means what? It cannot be Brahman. This is the argument. For that, this is a logical fallacy here. Question is already answered. Cannot be indicated like the object. The very fact it remains unchanged in all three periods of time, waking, dream and deep. Earlier, the beginning itself, the Vidyaranya Swami pointed out Samvideka. Samvit is that consciousness is only one, which remains unchanged in all three periods of time. So when it is said that there is a consistency, is proved there. So you cannot say that the Brahman with attributes, and that attribute when it is with attribute, it cannot be a Brahman ityadi. If you argue, the problem is the attribute is not real. That is the problem. So the attribute is real, then you can say that. Maya is the word used, therefore, Maya is that which is Yamasa Maya, that which has no existence, that is called Maya. So, if Maya is the attribute, and then you count it as number two, it is a problem. So, that is the point. Now, the word for that, proving that so many points are told here. Vikalpo nirvikalpasya savikalpasya va bhaved adye vyaharitan vyahatiranyatran anavastatmashrayadayah. Vikalpaha, that is this objection here. Vikalpa here means objection. Nirvikalpasya, of the attributeless, and sapikalpasya, one with attribute, va adye nirvikalpe. So, does the objection relate to the one without attribute or the one with attribute? In the first case, there is contradiction, and in the second, there is a fallacy of regress, self-dependence and so on, atmashraya, anavastadosham, ityadi. So if you say, now here vikalpa means a doubt. So much of commentary is given there. So the logical fallacy, if you say, the opponent say he has doubt about savikalpa Brahman, he falls into a trap. So there are four logical fallacies he has proposed here. One is called atmashraya dosha, another is Anyonya Ashraya Dosha, then Chakrika Dosha, then Anavastha Dosha. All these are the defect of this argument. Now, see, the even often we ask, if God or Brahman created the world, then who created Brahman? This is generally we ask this question, children ask this question in Balayar. So God created the world, who created God? They ask that. So he did not create himself. So suppose you say he created himself, no, then also problem. So it is atmashraya, that is atmashraya dosha. He created himself. So he is dependent upon himself. That problem will be there. Why? Because you are thinking he was not there before and he created himself. So this is how you are thinking. But then the Bhagavan, God was, or Brahman was ever present. There is no question of he is coming into existence at a given point of time. Then afterwards, he is extinct, nothing like that. So there is no point saying that who created God. That means what? If somebody has created God, then that person becomes godder than God. So all these problems are there. So anyunya ashraya will come. Then chakrika dosha means what? Again. So he created, somebody created God, and then we'll ask, who created that person? Who created God? Then who created that person? Who created the creator of God? Like this, you know, it'll be chakra. It won't go like that. Then again, who was created by God? This is anavastha dosham also. God, truth, self-evident, ever-present. Nobody created Lord. For He is always there. There is no need to create something that is already there. Something that is already there, nobody has to create. So therefore, your argument that Brahman is with attributes or without attributes, it is meaningless because Brahman is without attributes. Then what are we negating? We are negating seemingly seemingly present attribute. That is all we are negating, not a real attribute. If it is inherent part of Brahman, this question is asked in Tattvamasi Mahavakya also we saw. What is the relationship between Maya and Brahman? That question was raised there. Sadeva Saumyedamagra Asid, that time. We raised that question. What is that relationship between Maya and Brahman? So then it was said that Maya is like a shadow of Brahman. So shadow, nobody counts. It has no real existence apart from you. Your shadow cannot exist without you. And when the shadow is run over by a truck, you are not run over by a truck. So that is the point here. Idam gunakriya jati.
Idam gunakriya jati.
Dravya sambandha vastushu. Samam tena swarupasya.
Samam tena swarupasya.
Sarvamedaditishyatam. So idam, this fallacy in logic, guna kriya jati dravya sambandha. These are the method by which you identify an object. You see, guna kriya jati dravya sambandha. So this is how we differentiate an object. What is the quality? And then what does he do? Then what species is belongs to? What is the substance or relationship? So these are the... So suppose you say so and so, I know. Then what are the things? How is he? How tall he is? Is fair or dark? Then what does he do? He's an engineer, doctor. Then what is your relationship with him? Is he your friend or somebody? Like this, this is how we identify with anybody. In this fallacy of logic, like all those four we talked about, that is anyonyashraya, then chakrika, then anavastha dosham, all these things is applicable to these also. Jat gunakriya jati dravya sambandha, all of them. So this fallacy is in logic is the same to all objects having quality, action, species, substance or relationship. Therefore, it should be known that all these attributes are there by the nature of things, that is, they are all superimposed on Brahman. So this is what the point we have to understand in Yoga Vasistha also. Bhagavad Vasistha Rishi talks about it. That is, Brahman is adhisthanam. Brahman is adhisthanam for someone to make the mistake. Like rope is the adhisthanam for the rope. Brahman is not changing itself into the world. Same way, the rope is not changing itself to become the snake. Isn't it? Because what rope is doing, it is lying down there. That is all innocently. And we superimpose upon the rope, there is a snake. So, this world is a superimposition upon the Brahman. Brahman only an adhisthanam. Yeah. Adhisthanam for all superimposition. But the problem for Brahman is that it is not opposed to superimposition. It allows superimposition to exist. Like the rope is not opposed to superimposition. It allows that superimpositions to exist. If that you consider is a defect, fine. What can we do? So, this gunakriya sambandha, see, like gunakriya jadi dravya sambandha vastu, see, this question comes only when they are all real. Here it is, they are not real. The attributes that we are complaining about Brahman, those attributes are not real. They are all superimposed attributes. Therefore, these problems should not be there. These questions should not be there. That is the point he is making. Then, vikalpatadabhavabhyam. Samprishtatmavastuni. Vikalpitatvalakshatva. Sambandhadhyastu kalpita. So, vikalpatat abhavabhyam. By the presence and absence of doubt, vikalpa, asamsprishtaha, the Brahman is untouched, atmavastuni, in the self, vikalpitatva, presence of attribute, lakshyatvam, indicativeness, sabandhadhyaha, other relationship, kalpitaha, they are all superimposed. So all this self is untouched by the presence or absence of doubt or absence of attributes. So even attributes, the attributes that we are talking about is from our standpoint. So we are looking at Brahman from our standpoint. Our standpoint is what? Our mind. So our mental standpoint, if you look at it, we color our vision. We color our vision. In fact, all our perceptions are colored by our mind. That's why we don't see what is there. What we see, what you want to see. Generally, that is what it is. So, even that perception of the rope snake example also, the snake superimposition is also, if you analyze, actually, what is happening here is you see a rope. If you see a rope, you don't see any problem. But here you see something is lying down there. So then what happened? A similar object which you have seen previously kept in the memory, and that memory comes into play as superimposition. So this is what we do. The perception itself in Vedanta, it is a big theory. It is a very beautiful theory because we don't see what is there. What we see is what is in our mind. This is the problem. So attributes you are talking about, or your sankalpa or vikalpa that you are talking about, they are all absent in Paramatma. There cannot be any question of entertaining any doubt, because doubt comes only with reference to attributes. Brahman being free from all attributes, so there is no room for any sankalpa or vikalpa. That is the point. Guruji is giving a nice joke here. And he says, a student asked the teacher, "Sir, do you punish for something that somebody has not done?" He said, "No, if you have not done anything, then why should I punish?" "Thank you, sir. But I didn't do my homework." So, we are exactly like that. We are complaining or we are questioning or we are raising doubt of something that is not there. So, unnecessary we are asking questions.
Ittham vakyai tadarthanu sandhanam shavanam bhaved yuktya sambhavitatvanu sandhanam mananantu tat.
So ittham, in this manner. So vakyehi means mahavakyehi, great statement. Tat artham anusandhanam, understanding of the meaning, shravanam bhaved, is called shravanam. So what is shravanam? Mananam, nididhyasanam is what is being discussed now. So what is shravanam? One has to listen to the great statement like Tattvamasyadi Mahavakya from a qualified teacher. This is called Shravanam. Yuktya, by logic, Sambhavitatva, for the conviction about what is heard. So, the Yukti, logic also, what is given in the Shastra is to be followed. So, not any logic. So, Shastra gives a logic, and that logic is the one that is to be used to arrive at the conclusion that the meaning of Tattvamasi Mahavakya. Then, what is heard? Anusandhanam mananam bhaved. So, what happens is the what you hear, Tattvamasi Mahavakya is what? You are that. You are that means you are that Brahman. This is the Mahavakya. Now, but what is our understanding about us? We are not Brahman or anything. We are finite entity. And we are limited. Alpatneha, Alpashaktiman, Alpavyapi, everything is Alpam only. So then, how is it possible? Iti, doubt comes. And this doubt can be removed only through mananam, reflection. Mananam is one part of the mind, questions, another part of the mind, answers. So, in this mananam process, what happens is, all the logic that is given in the Shastra come into play. And to prove that, we have to use the logic used in the Shastra. So, listening alone is not enough. Mananam is very important. Only when you start reflecting, then only what you heard become firm in your mind. Not only firm, but doubtless. Otherwise, what happened? You heard all right, but then somebody questions you, you are shaken. So that is why conversion is possible, you see. Your faith is questioned all the time. So, and they will show you the worst part of it. So then what happened? Your understanding is shaky. Then what happened? You join with that guy. That is what is happening. So Shastra also, it is called the, one is called Charvita Charvanam. Charvita Charvanam means like the cows, you know. The cows, they graze and they collect all those grass and put it, like make it into a ball. It goes into one area. Then afterwards, when they lie down, they bring it out and chew it again. This is called mananam. And then there is another nyaya is also called sthanu digandana nyaya. Sthana Nigandana Nyayam is what, when you want to fix a pole, then you dig out and make a small pit and then put the pole. Then loose mud is put there and then fixing it. And then you see whether it is fixed or not. You shake it. And then again some more mud is used to fix the pole. The same way, our logic and our understanding is to be questioned all the time and shaken. So when it is shaken and then again, this re-establish our understanding. This is to be done all the time. Only then, this is called mananam. Otherwise, what happened? Our understanding will be flimsy, I mean, shallow. It will not have the firmness and strength to withstand other school of thought argument. Then, Tabhyam nirvichikitserthe. Chetasasthapitasyayat. Ekatanatvametaddhi. Nidit. Dhyasanamuchyate. Now, what is this dhyasanam, meditation, tabhyam, by those two? That is shravanam, mananam. Then, nirvichikitse. Well enquired and ascertained. Well enquired means listening properly. So, listening to a competent teacher and then not only listening, reflecting upon the meaning also. That's why in Bhrguvalli, you see, the teacher is asked the student to go and meditate. Then he meditate and come back again. Then he says, what you call, annam brahme divyajanad annad devakalpivani bhutani jahyante. Then what happened? Teacher says, again. Then again he meditate and reflect upon it and then he comes, pranam brahme divyajanat. Then finally when ananta comes, only he doesn't come back. Ananto brahme divyajanat. Then, then afterwards what happened? He come back. He had this feeling that aham brahmasmi. Everything else is not Brahman, anatma, iti bhava was there. So the teacher corrects him, annam nanindyad tatvratam. So you should not neglect what is the creation. Annam here means the creation. One should not neglect or reject iti. So nirvikalpakate, well inquired and well ascertained through mananam. Arthe, meaning of Mahavakya. Chetasaha, see, the teaching is the entire Upanishad. Now, the Chandogya Upanishad is designed for what? To teach Tattvamasi Mahavakya, the whole thing. There are five chapters before the Mahavakya. And five chapters are giving different sadhanas, upasanas. So those upasanas, any one of them, varieties of upasanas are given in five chapters. It is not that all of them one can practice. But the varieties are given to us for choosing what exactly we like. And then each one of us, we may like certain things. Some people may not like certain things. But one out of that, so many upasanas, one you may pick up and then you do it. Practice it and then with upasana only, chitta naischalyam comes. See, the whole Vedas, if you look at it, it is designed in this way. See, first is karmakanda. Then what is called upasana. Then only Vedanta is taught. Okay. So, karmakanda is for what? For our fulfillment of desires. 98% of janata is materialistic people. So our scriptures never condemn that. they give a solution to resolve the problem called desire fulfillment. So how do you fulfill your desire? Perform certain rituals so that through the, as a result of it, you will get what you want. And then what happens? Slowly, slowly, but they say you can fulfill your desire, but in a dharmic way. But afterwards what happened, then a time will come with this attitude when you, and whatever the result come, it is coming from the Lord. This attitude is kept, then you can fulfill your desire. Then slowly the mind gains certain purity with this attitude, that Bhagwan is the one who gave me the result. With this attitude, mind gains purity. Then what happened? We want to give to the society. So we have been taking from the society. A stage will come, I want to give it back to the society. So, but that is why seva, social service and all that kind of thing, service bhavaha comes. Then the mind becomes more and more the purified. And that mind, because both of them, karma and seva, both are extrovert. It is doing out, going outside. Then that mind is not good for Vedanta. So in order to make it fit for Vedanta, he has to do upasana. And upasana, we start with one God, personal God. You select one God and then meditate upon that particular deity and chant the mantra also. Then slowly you have to move to the Lord himself, is the Virat Rupa. So Aneka Rupa Dhyanam. So one is Eka Rupa Dhyanam, then Aneka Rupa Dhyanam. So that is why Virat Swarupa Bhagavan has given the 11th chapter. And Rudra Suktam also, it is Virat Swarupa of Bhagavan only. So then what happened? Mind expands. The expanded mind is more pure mind and subtle mind. So unless our mind becomes subtler, we will not be able to appreciate the contemplative language given in the Upanishad. So Upanishad language is contemplative language because it has come from a contemplative teacher and to a contemplative student. Therefore, the communication is with the language is contemplative. Therefore, to appreciate the depth of those words, we need a mind equally contemplative. So that's why the earlier portion is very important. They should not neglect. Don't straight away jump into Vedanta and then read. Then they get confused and afterwards, this is not for us, like that, reject it. Preparation is required. So, Nididhyasana become fruitful only when Shravanam Mananam is proper. So that's why everybody wants to meditate nowadays. So I want to meditate. Then what are you meditating upon? That they don't know. They think they're closing the eyes and sitting there and chanting some, murmuring some mantra. That is called meditation. It will take you to Nirvikalpa Samadhi called sleep. That is all. It won't take you anywhere. So, Tabhyam Nirvichikitserthe Chetasa Sthapitasyate. Because unless the mind is settled with reference to the goal and the purpose of meditation, the mind doesn't know where to look, what to look, and what is to be aspired for in the meditation seat. All these things are not settled. Meditation becomes a waste of time. So, ekatanatvamedatthi nididhyasanamuchyate. So, single-pointed thought flow of the mind, the meaning of Mahavakya, by these two well-enquired and ascertained process, Shravanam and Mananam, is called meditation, nididhyasanam. So, what is that? Our Gurudev has written, the thought, I don't know. So, I think I mentioned this. There's in Gita, 6th chapter, see, Yogam Atma Vishuddhaye, that statement. So, Buddhi has three problems, ignorance, I don't know. Then, what is that? Viparita Bhavana. Then, I don't have experience, direct experience. So, these are the three problems. One has to, so the ignorance can be removed by listening to the Shastra. Then Viparita Bhavana also is removed by Shravanam. Then I have no direct experience. This is solved by Nididhyasana, meditation. So that is the purpose of meditation. How we will directly know? See, the problem is, knowledge is there. See, with Shravanam, you gain knowledge. What is that? You are that Brahman. And logic is also there. Everything is, conviction is also there. There is no question about it. Pura Vaksha, etc. help you to understand your own question. Because sometimes you don't know, you don't accept, but you don't know what it is. But Pura Vaksha help you. That's what, this is my question, you will say. So, the questioning also helps. So, with all that questioning and analysis, logic, we know that I am Brahman. But still, that conviction has not come. Why? Unless you have the direct experience, you will not have the conviction. So, what is the obstacle there? The obstacle is one, our purovasanas. That is obstacles. So that prevents us from taking off. So in order to remove that vasana, totally annihilate the vasana, the method is called meditation. Meditation alone will remove the obstacles. Once the obstacles are removed, what is there? Truth is already there. You have no problem. You will realize it, okay? So here the example is given. Next one. Dhyadrudhyane parityajya.
Dhyadrudhyane parityajya.
Kramadhyayika
gocharam.
Kramadhyayika gocharam. Nivata deepavachittam.
Samadhirabhidhiyate.
So, dhyatra, dhyane, meditator and the meditation, parityacha, having renounced, kramad, gradually, dheya eka gocharam, merged in the object of meditation alone. Nivata Deepavate. So, the Bhagavan has given an example in 6th chapter. Yatha Deepo Nivatastha Nenkate Sopamas Pradha. So, the Dhyatra Dhyanam, meditator and the meditation. Parityajya. So, in the beginning, that's why Gurudev used to say, meditation in the beginning is a verb. Later on, it becomes a noun. So, beginning, it is a struggle. So, we have to make an effort. So, most of the time, people ask what I should do in meditation. Meditation seat is for undoing, not doing. But then we still ask, do what is to be done. So we'll say that you close your eyes, think of your Ishta Devata and chant his name. These are all doing. And then trying to concentrate. Now, the moment you say concentrate is a problem. Why? Because it's a struggle. But in the meditation seat, one should not have any struggle. You should be anayasena, easy, effortless it should be. then only it is meditation. Otherwise, what happened? You get up with a headache. So there should not be any struggle. So it should be effortless. So what is to be done? Slowly, slowly, mind is to be given an alamba. That alamba is, see, mind has got a tendency to think. That is the nature of mind. You cannot complain. It is a blessing also. So what happened? Mind picks up a thought. From that thought, it goes into another thought. Then from there, another thought. Like this, it keeps going. It doesn't land. Morning, we pick up a thought only by before we go to bed, that thought ends. Okay? Only in the sleep it ends. But until then, we keep on jumping from one thought to another. Now, this is to be broken. That is why a mantra is given. Because mantra starts and ends. It doesn't help you to develop another thought. So, though people are doing it, but then, but it is expected that the thought starts and ends. And it is one thought continuously. So this practice, if you continue what happened, mind become calmer, quieter, agitation free. And slowly the mind become steady. The steadiness of mind is what is very important in the meditation seat. And when the mind becomes steady, and you can call it a single-pointed, all those things you can say, but the steadiness of mind without wavering. This is the example he has given, that yatha deepaha nivatastaha ninkate sopamas. Pretty beautiful example. Because a single flame, when it is protected from wind, how it burns steadily without a flicker. The same way our mind is also like a flame. Any small whiff of a thought, that is enough to get oscillated. So here it is protected from thoughts. Protected from thought, mind become steady. The steady mind, slowly, slowly the steadiness become deeper. The deep absorbed mind is what is expected in the meditation seat. So, shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam. All the three. Vrittayastu tadanima. Jnata apyatma gochara. Smaranat anumiyante. Yutthitasya samutthitat. Now, lot of discussion is there on the what happened in the samadhi. So, vrittayaha tu tadani du ajnata unknown api although atma gocharaha those about the self smaranat anumiyante are inferred, yuthidasya samuthidat, after coming out for samadhi. Now, just like sleep. Sleep, how do you know you slept very well? In sleep, you are not there. But after waking up from sleep alone, we know I slept very well, isn't it? Same way, when you are in samadhi, at that time, you don't know you are in samadhi. And suppose you know you are in samadhi, then you are not in samadhi. So, when you are in dharvikalpa samadhi, then what happens? Complete blocking of all experience is there. And then, when you come out of the samadhi, you say, I was in samadhi. isn't it? That means what? It proves that there is a witness. Witness of that absence of experience. So the mind was there in sleep, in samadhi, both. What type of mind? Generally we say mano nashaha is nirvikalpa samadhi. Mano nashaha, the destruction of mind, is called real samadhi avastha. But if you say that mind is totally destroyed, then there will be a problem. What is the problem? When they come back from meditation or the samadhi avastha, they will not remember anything. It's Alzheimer's disease afterwards. So all Jivan Mukta Purusha become completely blank. They don't remember anybody, they don't remember anything, themselves also. What is my name, they will ask. It's a problem. No, mind is there. But what is destroyed is the impurities, vasanas. So all samskaras are destroyed. The mind is still there. Purified mind is still there. Otherwise, the recollection of samadhi avastha is not possible.
Vritti namanu vrittistho. Prayatnat prathamadabhi. Adrishta sagrdabhyasa. Samskara sachivat bhaved.
Even though there is no deliberate effort to keep the mind on the self during samadhi. See, it is samadhi avastha is not a deliberate action. Okay. Because Gurudev used to say that up to a certain point you can put forth effort to hold the mind. But once you cross that bag, you get sucked into the magnetic field of Paramatma. He is very poetically used to say. Because with a certain point only you can make effort. Afterwards, it automatically takes care of it. It is something like when you are restless, you cannot sleep. You make an effort to sleep. You say, I want to sleep. So you lie down, you put your pillow properly, and if you are still restless, you cannot sleep, you get up and drink some water or eat something. Something like that, if you do, then what happens? You slowly surrender to sleep. Once you surrender to sleep, what happens? Sleep happens. It's not that you deliberately will your mind to sleep. It's not possible. Same way in samadhi avastha also, you meditate, you sit there, you pray, samadhi happens. So that is what it is. So there is no deliberate effort to keep the mind in the samadhi. Then what is that? It is a result of repeated practice. Prayatnat prathamadapi. So prayatnat by effort, prathamat prayer api before. So it is a result of samadhi, is a result of continuous practice of meditation. It is not one day it is going to happen. It has to be practiced every day. So adrishtam means adrishtaphalam, the merits of previous birth. Asakrat, repeated. Abhyasa, practice. Samskara, sachivat, with the help of impression, bhaved. So, as a result of repeated practice, started from previous life or this life itself, and as a result of that practice gained punya, one may enter into samadhi. So samadhi will not happen to a person who has not practiced meditation. So this is to be practiced on a daily basis. Then what happened? One day it will happen. So when the prarabdha karma is exhausted to some extent, then samadhi takes place. Yeah, again here our Vidyarana Swami is quoting the state of mind in samadhi.
Yatha dipo nivatastaha.
Yatha dipo nivatastaha.
Ityatirabhiranekatha.
Ityatirabhiranekatha.
Bhagavanimamevartham.
Bhagavanimamevartham.
Arjunayanyarupayat.
Arjunayanyarupayat.
Bhagavan Krishna pointed out the same idea to Arjuna in many ways. By saying that yatha dipaha nivadastaha ningate sopamasmadaha ityadi anekatha. So ityadivihi, by such words anekatha, in various ways Bhagavan pointed out this particular point. What is that? Mind has to become steady without any flicker of thought. This even Bhagavan has pointed out in the... So, Shruti, Yukti, Anubhava. So, all these things he is using to prove that point. Now, Anada Viha Samsare.
Anada Viha Samsare.
Sanchita Karma Kodayaha.
Sanchita Karma Kodayaha.
Anena vilayam yanti.
Anena vilayam yanti.
Suddho dharmo vivardhate.
Suddho dharmo vivardhate.
By this samadhi, anadau iha samsare sanchita karma kodaya. Anadi means beginningless time. Our life started beginningless time in this samsara, in this world, accumulated sanchitaha karmaha, karma kodayaha, millions of action, we don't know. Anena, by this, but by practice of this meditation, samadhina, vilayam yanti, get destroyed. Our Gurudev's language, the seeds of vasana get roasted in the heat of meditation, to say. So that is true. Shuddha dharmaha vivartate. Because there is no other method to destroy our karma. Say, even if you do karma yoga, it doesn't guarantee you to purify all sanchita karmas. Maybe prarabdha karmas, it may help you. But sanchita karmas, which are there in your account, it cannot be removed by any other method other than meditation. So meditation is the method to burn the vasana. Unless vasana kshaya take place, moksha is also not possible. So therefore, meditation is considered effective method. So, aneka janma samprapta karma bandha vidahine atmajnana pradane natasmai shri gurave namaha. So, vilayam vyanti shuddha dharmaha vivardhate. Shuddha dharma. So only then the conducive mind for realization take place. Dharma mettam imam prahu. Samadhim yoga vittama.
Samadhim yoga vittama.
Varshatyesha yato dharma.
Varshatyesha yato dharma.
Amrita dhara sahasrashah.
Amrita dhara sahasrashah.
Dharma mettam. Rain cloud of dharma. Imam this prahu samadhim yogavittamaha. Yogavittamaha means the expert in yoga, and varshadi showers. The expert in yoga call this samadhi as rain cloud of dharma. This samadhi showers the bliss of dharma in thousands ways. So dharma meka samadhi. So shower, when you take, you feel refreshed, isn't it? So also in meditation, if you meditate every day, what happens? You feel fresh. You feel refreshed. You feel rejuvenated, energized. So this meditation practice is like a shower of nectarine clouds. The clouds of nectar comes and shower upon you and give you a good bath. make it refreshed. So these are all incentive for meditation. Amuna vasana jale. Nisyesham pravilapite.
Nisyesham pravilapite.
Samulon mulite punya.
Samulon mulite punya.
Papakhe karma sanjaye.
Papakhe karma sanjaye.
Vakyam apradibandham sat.
Vakyam apradibandham sat.
Prak parokshavabhasite. Karamalakavadbodha.
Karamalakavadbodha.
Aparoksham prasuyate.
Aparoksham prasuyate.
Amuna, by this samadhi, vasana jale nishesham pravilapite sati. Vasana jalam, the web of vasanas, totally nishesham pravilapite sati, is destroyed. Samula unmulite sati is pulled out, like samula. Vasanas are pulled out from the root. Because what happens superficially, the vasanas destroyed, again it will come, the root is there. So jadilo mundi lunchita keshaha. If you mundan kya, suppose you shave off your hair, again the hair will come. After 1 month again it will come. So these mahatmas sit there, one by one they remove it from the root. Ya lunchita keshaha. So here also, through practice of meditation, the vasanas by root, it is pulled out. Punya papa ara arakhe. Merits and demerits. Karma sanjaye. The hoard of action. So, even punyas and papas also should go. It is not that punya vasanas we keep, only papa should go. No. Because even punya become a bondage. So that's why in Bhagavatam, all the gopis, they became free from punya papas, it is said. in the as a result of rasa krida with Bhagavan, it is that they became free from punya papas. So punya also is a bondage, papa is also bondage. Both get destroyed. Merit and demerits both. Vakyam apratibaddham sad prak paroksha avabhasite karamalagavat aparoksham bodham prasuyate. Mahavakya is Tattvamasi Mahavakya, is Upadesha Vakya. Therefore, Tattvamasi Mahavakya is considered the important Mahavakya. Apratibaddham, free of all obstacles. The truth, earlier, paroksha. See, the truth was, even though the Mahavakya was given to them, but when you hear, it become what? Paroksha jnanam. It is not a direct experience, it is an information gathered in the intellect. It is the jnanam of someone else, paroksha. It is the vision of the Shastra, it has not become yours. So, with the practice of meditation and reflecting upon the meaning of Mahavakya, slowly that sentence become aparoksha. See, aparoksha means what? Na paroksha. See, why can't they say pratyaksham instead of aparoksha? Why roundabout way going, you know? See, one is paroksha means through the eye of others. Like CNN news and all that, it's not direct. It's all paroksha jnanam. You are not seeing it, they are reporting it, and through their eyes you are seeing it. It's paroksham. Then what is pratyaksham? Direct vision. Now, instead of saying direct vision, this brahmajnanam is direct vision, they say aparoksham. Direct vision means what? It became an object, you see. Direct vision. Pratyaksha jnanam is only with reference to object other than you. Called pratyaksham. But here it is what? Aparoksham, because it is you. And therefore, it is not through the senses you experience Paramatma, or it is an experience given to you by others. It is your own self. So there is immediate experience. Whatever word you use, useless, actually. Paroksham Brahma Vijnanam Shaptam Deshika Purvakam Buddhi Purvakritam Papam Krishnam Dahati Vannivate Aparokshatma Vijnanam Shaptam Deshika Purvakam Samsara Karanajnana Tamasa Chanda Bhaskaraha Paroksham Brahma Vijnanam, the knowledge of Brahman, indirect knowledge of Brahman, Shabdam, through the instruction of Mahavakya. Shabda is one of the final and ultimate means of knowledge. Shabda. Shabda means words of the Shastra. Deshika Purvakam, from the teacher. So a traditional teacher. You have to listen to a traditional teacher. Not any teacher. But that teacher himself has undergone learning from his master. Such a person is called a teacher. Because in the tradition, there is a sampradaya. Sampradaya means tradition of teaching. The teaching is not preaching. Preaching is whether you like it or not, I do what I want. That's all. That's preaching.
But teaching is what? Step by step, build the topic and enter a final level type, final stage only, the truth is revealed. It is always an unfoldment. So this method of unfoldment, slowly, slowly unfolded and presented to the student. This tradition of teaching, one has to know. It is not that the moment you see the student, you just say, you are Tattvamasi, and then nothing will happen to them. How you are Tattvamasi, what is the method, etc., is to be known, and that is known to a traditional teacher. Buddhi Purvakam, Purvakritam, Buddhi Purvakritam, committed with the sense of doership, Papam Krishnam, all the sins, Dehati Vannivate. So all the papam that we have gathered because of our sense of doership. So I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. Doership, enjoyership. And all that papa that we have collected in our subconscious get burned by understanding the Mahavakya. Taught by your guru, Deshikam. So it has to be learn from a proper guru. Aparoksha Atma Vijnanam Shabdam Deshika Purvakam Samsara Karanam Ajnana Tamasaha Chandabhaskaraha. The direct realization of the self obtained through the instruction of Mahavakya from a teacher is like the midday sun, dispelling the darkness of ignorance, the root cause of the world. So, Shabdam Deshika Purvakam is the main thing. So, this teaching given by one's own teacher has the capacity to destroy the darkness of ignorance. Last verse. This meter is different to show that text is completed. Ittham tattva vivekam vidhaya vidhivan manasasamadhaya Vigalita samstriti bandha Prapnoti parampadam Barona chirad. How long it will take, you know. Na chirad. Or long. In this manner, itham, in this manner, tattva vivekam, the discrimination of the truth, having done vidhaya, vidhivate, by proper technique, mind, manaha, samadhaya, vigalita, samspruti bandaha, prapnoti parampada. So, with the proper discrimination, in this manner, a person, a sadhaka, having done tattva viveka, as given in this book, okay, the logic that he has used, following the scriptures, then he will be liberated from the bondage of rebirth. And how long that he has to practice, it all depends upon you. Okay. It all depends upon the sadhaka and his intensity of desire for moksha also. So if you take it lightly, one of the things, then what happens? It takes lives. But his intensity is strong and his effort is also strong, then soon he will attain moksha.
So that is the conclusion. Iti panchadashyam tattvavivekakhyam prathama prakaranam samaptam. Thank you. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.